It's time for part four of In the Moment. It's time now for In This Moment. Let's go.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Oh.
Life has a way of lifing, doesn't it? In such a beautiful fashion.
It's funny.
Isn't it funny?
Life is funny.
Ain't that funny? Wow, man. Who would have ever guessed it? I know Key can't wait to talk about
Woo!
This.
It's the way he's laughing. Like, he's dead ass.
Life is funny, man.
He laughing like he not on the end of this telling an embarrassing story of his own. We all got confessions in this room.
Oh, we talking about that?
You better believe it.
Right now, though.
Man, listen, behind the scenes, too, for the In the Moment listeners, we love y'all. We really do. Shout out to the day ones who slid in my DMs to tell me, Mo, we've been supporting you from day one, and we are excited to hear about how this whole Usher thing went because you realize that this was a full circle moment like no other. Mm. This is insane.
Wasn't and it?
So I have one of those playful moments. I think we've all been there in life, right? Where your significant other turns it up for somebody that you got a question. What you mean like him? Like him how? Mm. Like, what, like you like his music? You like, what you like?
Like,
well, you know what I'm saying? What we doing,
what
right? And I thought it would be hilarious if I spoke to the first time that I ran into that situation. And I had dated women in the past who liked Juel Santana. Who else they liked? I can't even remember. Mario or somebody.
You might as well say Peter Guns when you started out with Juel.
I'm just saying, Katie, they like somebody you
LeBron
ain't
James.
Thinking about. LeBron James. She didn't like LeBron James.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That's right.
You're right. But this is the first time, like, somebody said, Usher. And I looked at Usher in his eyes, said to myself, the man has me in a few areas.
Got me.
I can't sing like that. Can't dance like that. I damn sure can't skate like that.
Fuck.
Now I got my strengths. Mm-hmm. A boy can't play ball like me. Mm. Can't do comedy like me.
Can't do radio like me.
You see how I go. But I said, you know what? This will be fun. Let's turn it up.
Uh-huh.
So I came in here joking around with Katie like, yo, about to leave my relationship over a man I will never meet. Mm-hmm. Boy, was I wrong. About the meet him part, not to leave the relationship part. And honestly, I figured it would be hilarious to keep this going on some playful shit because I genuinely do think as much as we joke about it, a lot of us have been here. Mm-hmm. Katie, who was the person that somebody you was dating made you hate? Do you remember?
Romeo Santos.
Bingo. Key, who's your person?
It was Usher.
No, but you had another one, didn't you? Was it only Usher?
It was Usher.
Okay.
Damn.
See, where we going, right?
This was young Key. This was
I'm glad
was a
my woman never liked Usher like that.
And if it were anybody else, I feel like I couldn't have made the joke really, like, go like that. It would have been, like, fam. Because imagine if she said Lil Bow Wow or something. I came in here, like, all right. You know, y'all would have been like, yo, Mo.
Why you play my man like that?
Nah, I'm not trying to. He played himself when he got on that damn flight. He tried to pretend like he was first class. Don't do this to me because you're going to make me talk.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened?
See?
I didn't know.
See, Katie, give him the stats.
You didn't see that?
No.
So, like a couple years ago, right, Bow Wow posted that he was, like, on a first, like, his a private jet, right? And basically, the picture that he posted, it was really not a private jet. It was, like, a stock photo type of thing. He was
Stop
not on that.
Stop playing with me.
Yep. That's a fact. That yep. happened. So
Stop playing with
this,
me.
And I didn't want to tell you this, because it's not about Bow Wow. See what you're doing?
Stop. Why you do that, bro?
The point is...
Why you do that, fam? Why you do that?
The point is, I couldn't truly make this joke last as long as it did. Like, it couldn't last forever if she would have picked Keith Sweat, is what I'm trying to say to y'all. You see, that coming is me.
Yeah,
it's
I know. I didn't
right?
That was a good one. That was a good one.
And then it's like right around that time that I started making a thing of it, Usher really started becoming a domestic terrorist. Like, in real time.
The boyfriend song, Keke Palmer being in it.
Like, all of that, right?
Vegas.
The whole Vegas rest. Like,
where every woman that showed up that was a celebrity.
Facts. So I did what any wise comedian would do, and I ran with the joke. Now, one day I was asked, what happens if you got to meet him, bro? What happens if you have to interview him, right? And I thought I was safe. Because all I had ever known of Usher was he had a beef with Bert.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that'll never happen. So I'll never have to actually stand on business.
The Bert Show interviewing Usher?
That'll never happen.
Never.
They had a beef, Key. You may not know this, and to the In a Moment listeners that may not know this, 22 years ago, Bert wanted to interview Usher. And they agreed on, well, if you bring in Justin Bieber, bring in Usher. Just so happened before that, and this was all revealed on the Big Show, so I ain't giving up nothing that it's not already been said publicly. I guess Chili had came on the show and said that Usher committed the ultimate no-no. Usher came on a week after that and was like, you're the reason now that me and Chili broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And Bert was like, I'm the reason. Fam, you got to take some responsibility in this. I wasn't in the room when you committed the ultimate no-no. So that was where the story ended. Usher was hot. It was a beef. And that was it. They may have had a thing here or there, but he wasn't coming back in the Bert Show studio.
20 years ago.
So I thought my joke was safe, right? Mm-hmm. When am I going to run into Usher and have to explain why I was talking shit about him on a podcast for 3 weeks straight?
Like what?
Right? Nah. So the joke landed a lot better than I anticipated it would. Mm-hmm. So much so that I think at some point in the middle of telling this joke on a podcast, it started to leak into real life. Mm-hmm.
Like, Lord have mercy.
Like, I started taking skating lessons. Because mm-hmm. honestly, I mean, if you ever have to have a skate off, I want to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know.
Mm. What'd you know?
Katie, I came into the studio mm-hmm. on a Monday, minding my business, doing my thing.
Yep.
I see Bert get excited.
Can't wait to tell you guys.
Oh, you never guess what's coming in here. It's an A-lister.
We get to interview an A-lister.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And this one's in person. Who could it be?
Who could it be? We played 21 questions. Oh, he's a male. He's over 40. He's married. He's not jazz. Shout out to Kat. That was hilarious.
That was funny.
That was hilarious. He's not hip-hop.
Mm-mm.
He has a tour.
Mm-hmm.
He's just released an album.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I was in denial. I'm sitting there like, who the hell? Who is it? Who could it be? And Kristen said,
Oh.
What'd she say, Katie?
Did he just have a big performance earlier this year?
At the Super Bowl? So I said, oh, it's Will I Am?
No. I can only imagine the look on your face.
Yo, bro, yo, fam.
The look on your face must have been.
You got to be kidding me. It's the only time in my life I ever felt like God was genuinely taking time out of his busy schedule to fuck with little old me.
I wanted to know how your reaction was going to be because I knew before you knew.
I didn't even want to look at you. And I knew you knew.
I knew it.
I know Katie was in there the whole time. Like, ooh.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. Yeah.
Yo, when I tell you the whole room erupted, and I was sitting there like this.
I already know, bro.
Yo, fam.
I already know. We had a debate about Usher when we were in Copacabana in Brazil.
And where?
Brazil.
No. What's your
name? Yeah.
Copacabana.
Where?
Copacabana.
He got it third time. Yeah, three.
And I just remember things got real heated.
I wasn't too happy about it. And the only reason I wasn't too happy about it is because, Key, like a lot of y'all out there who have best friends, who have brothers, when y'all got a bit of a vulnerable situation, you always got the friend or the brother that's going to remind you of how vulnerable it is. When you say, yo, I'm bleeding, I got a cut on my arm, he takes his thumb and sticks it here, Katie. Sticks it in there and goes, where, right here?
Right here.
Right here? Is that where? So that's what he does.
It hurt?
That's what he does.
What if I do like this?
I'm in Brazil, so I'm lit. And I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. I feel the way about Usher, yo, the way his name was whispered in my ear one night. Not while it was going down like that. It wasn't like that. Let
even
me be clear.
Usher said,
he did. Which is, I did that on purpose.
We got the audio.
I did it on purpose, right? Of course. Got to make it a joke out of it, right? But then Key started singing Usher songs. At the table.
Yeah.
Very loud.
Again.
Now, one thing I know about Key.
It's okay, girl.
Get it off. Go ahead.
I'm going to be all right tonight.
You don't have to call.
And the one thing about Key that I know about him that y'all don't know is all of us are fighting a demon as men. Now, the demon that you're fighting speaks to the caliber of man that you are.
Oh, okay.
My demon happens to be the GOAT of R&B. Possibly the creator of the greatest R&B album of all time. This is my demon. I'm talking about first, Katie, right? Performed at the Super Bowl. Oh. Hymn of Hymns.
Oh, okay.
U-S-H-E-R.
R-A.
His demon is Tyrese.
Oh, boy.
Really?
We're going to talk about it?
No, because you want to bring up Copa.
Sweet
Copa
lady?
Cabana.
Yeah, you want to bring it up.
Sweet no. lady?
So.
Yeah. Signs?
Yes, that's who he.
Don't even say the name, bro.
I won't say it again, but you shouldn't have brought it. Leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone. See?
That's your demon?
No, Katie, look how disturbed he is. Go ahead, say it.
I don't rock with anything, the music, at all. No.
Then why would that be your demon?
Is that for this week or next week? What are we doing?
How you no, want to do it?
Because this is Usher week.
We got to Usher.
This is Usher week.
We got to get through Usher.
We'll save it for next week.
We will save the hate for that man. You know what's funny about this shit? He has a Transformer shirt on.
I know.
As we speak.
It's given.
I know.
I have this. This is auto. I'm an Autobot, by the way.
Okay.
It's
okay?
Given Decepticon. Yes.
I play a character in Transformers, Rescue Bots Academy.
What does your character sound like?
Plug it.
Why are you here?
I play Professor Boulder.
How does he sound?
He sounds like this.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I play Professor Boulder, and, you know, so we're technically family. We're like, you know, Transformer fam.
I love it.
But I don't rock with Tyrese.
And we want to get to the bottom of that, and we will.
And I'm sure he doesn't care. He doesn't know who I am.
He will.
Trust us.
Because I sat here, believe you me. I didn't think Usher would ever know who I was either. But after that question I put on him, I'm sure there's a good chance he will remember me. Now,
he ain't gonna forget that one.
So imagine my surprise as I sat there thinking to myself, what has become of my life? Mm-hmm. What a full circle moment, right?
Right.
Oh, because he was like.
I ran with this joke, man, so well, bro, right? And I said it to the listeners. I said it to my friends off air, to my family. I said it to all of y'all. If I ever get the chance to meet them and interview them, I have to tell them. Mm-hmm. Cause y'all know how it go.
Yep.
People be on these platforms talking, having fun, joking, but then when you in front of the person, it gets soft.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at Katie. I said, do I have to do it? She said, you damn right you have to do it.
I said that.
You damn right you have to do it. I said, all right, here we go. Usher's coming into the building. So I sat there, and I knew it was my time. And I was like, how do I make this funny, but also try to get Usher to genuinely answer the question mm-hmm. of how he feels about the fact, because we all know the truth. Mm-hmm. Trey Songz made himself Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's really Usher.
It's really Usher.
Everybody knows that.
I get the whole self-proclamation will never hit the same as when the streets appoint you a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Usher. I'm a fan like we all are. I was listening to this man in eighth grade with the U-chain, no shirt on, baggy jeans. Ooh. I was there.
Eighth grade. He stole my girl in eighth grade.
All right, we're going to get there. Look, he's sweating already. He can't wait to tell how his girl told him that Usher was the only one who could knock the boots. But don't you worry. That's coming up next.
All right.
So I said, I got to do it. Usher walked in. First thing he did was tell us that if not the one of the greatest R&B albums of all time,
mm-hmm.
Confessions,
mm-hmm.
was inspired
mm-hmm.
by The Bird Show.
Mm.
Here's what he said.
Yep.
So if that wasn't enough, it was time. I had to ask him. I had to step to him and ask him how he felt about stealing Trey Songz's title. And I didn't want to say Trey Songz's name, but I said, if he does, it'll happen. So the moment came, and I said, I got to let Usher know that I've been talking shit about him on my podcast for weeks at a time. And I said it. There it is, Katie. I did it.
You did it. I was so proud of you.
You were?
Yeah.
Katie was in the room, kid, right there.
Just watching.
Yeah. And I did it, and I felt like he enjoyed it. I actually feel like he had fun. I didn't think he was going to actually say Trey's name, though. Did you think that was coming?
No.
I didn't think so.
He's like, well, you know, that's more of Trey's songs.
Yeah. And I was like, no, it's not. Stop playing. I pushed him on it. You know it's you. Yeah. Well, you know it's you.
I mean, what you mean?
But because his voice gets, don't it get sexy quick?
Did.
When he know he talking to a woman, it change up quick.
Yo, Krista said something to me. He's like, is that a personal request?
Yeah, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? You know. It went quick. I'm talking about fast.
That's how he was talking.
He would look at me like, yo, you know, Playboy, that's not really what you said over there. What you like, it's quick.
Dang. Even when we had the winner, he's like, what's up, Victoria, my love? All right.
Hey, geez, boy.
Q997, you just won tickets to my concert. Like, sir.
It's natural and it's quick, right? So that moment happened, and that was before. This is a moment I'm always going to be proud of. He was speaking to, still somewhat getting the jitters in things that he does. And so I asked him, because I was curious. Someone of his caliber, who has been doing this for so long and killing this for so long, how do you feel before the Super Bowl?
Because
it's still the Super Bowl. And I asked him if he got jitters before the Super Bowl. And this was his answer.
With the fact that you've been crushing shows for so long, did you have some of those same jitters for the Super Bowl, or did it feel like business as usual?
I will say this. Let me see. About 2 hours prior to hitting the stage, my back locked up.
Oh, come on.
No. Yeah, it was crazy, right? So I go in there. And I'm rehearsing the moment where I slide through his legs and I do a split and something happens.
Oh.
But I don't tell anybody. I'm like, okay.
Could anybody see it?
Nobody
on your
saw it.
No one saw
so
it.
Nobody saw it. He and I were the only two people that were there. But I didn't tell him either. I'm like, okay, cool, fine. I literally have to call my trainer to come in to help open my back for the show. Man, I was like literally like,
have you ever had your back lock up?
Not really, no.
Okay, cool. You don't have that. Definitely killed the whole performance. But, man, thank God for Mike Mencia. He works for two guys. He works for me and LeBron James. And
Humble Flex.
Who? So that's when we learned this man's back went out the day of the Super Bowl.
Just hours before the performance.
Wow.
While he was rehearsing, and he said, Will. I ain't gonna lie, it took me a second. He was like, yeah, I'm rehearsing with Will. So I'm like, Will Smith was there? Who the fuck? It took me a second. And then I was like, oh, Will, I am, right? Because, you know, they're on a one-name basis, you know what I mean? But they did the move when he goes under his legs with the skate and his back went out. He said he didn't even tell Will. He didn't tell anybody. But obviously, Key, your back has went out. You know that pain.
Yeah, it's very painful. My back went out. I was DJing the night before we were going to Brazil. Mm. And I couldn't go the next day.
He literally didn't go on the trip.
I couldn't get on the flight. I could not move. I was in that much pain.
Damn.
I was down for like a week.
So what did you do to fix that? Like how did you get through it?
I just stayed in the bed. I stayed on my stomach for like a week. It was bad. I couldn't get out of the bed.
Damn.
It was the trip when we went to see Messi in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Watched Brazil play Argentina. Key was supposed to come. I'm calling him a day later to check on him. Yo, Key, he's still in the base, still in the same position.
Same position. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't move.
Couldn't move.
So when Usher looked around the room to say, has anybody in here ever experienced that? And we all was like, nah.
It's painful.
I thought a key, because that's what Usher was saying. Yep. Like, that shit ain't nothing to play with. And I remember the position he was in. So I'm like, imagine that.
Yep. And I was setting up for all these people that were early getting to the party.
Yeah.
They were supposed
moving
to be
chairs and all that.
They were supposed to be there at 6. Reception was supposed to start at 6. They were there by like 5:45. So now we're scrambling.
See? Getting there early.
And that's how I pulled the muscle on my back.
So imagine the biggest performance of your life. We're talking about the Super Bowl. And hours before, Usher's in the same condition that Key was in. And he called his trainer, who he humbly flexed and told us that the trainer only ever deals with him and LeBron James, by the way.
Yeah, he said that's so smooth.
He only answers the call for me and LeBron. Light work. You know what I mean? And he came in there and got his back right. And he was able to go out there and do what we saw, which I think for most of us is, if not the greatest Super Bowl halftime performance, is damn sure top three.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be pressed to find another. What do you think? What's your favorite Super Bowl performances so far?
Beyonce. But.
The one alone? I ain't gonna lie, Katie. I watched them back.
I like the one with Bruno and Coldplay.
That was a good one, too.
Because people forget that it was technically Coldplay's show.
Yeah, it
and
was.
Then Bruno and
she
Beyonce came out.
Yeah. Key, who you got?
It's hard to say, you know. For me, I definitely put Usher up there.
Usher up there.
Usher's up there in the top.
I still got Mike up there only because Michael Jackson is the only one to go out there during a 13-minute set and not say shit for 3 minutes. I'm like, that's just different, bro.
MJ is definitely number one.
It's different. Yeah. And Prince, of course, it rained while he did Purple Rain.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
That's true.
It's kind of crazy. But it's up there.
It's up there. It's in the top five.
Atlanta Pride. Should have been in Atlanta. We all know that. But he represented.
That's true.
But I don't believe he said that anywhere at any point on another platform.
No, because I had never heard that.
And I would imagine it would have made the shade room, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Fact that it's back when out the day of. So I was proud of getting that answer out of him. Something else I asked him was, does he ever feel the need, with all that he's already accomplished, to compete with old Usher? And he said this.
In your reflecting, do you ever feel the need to compete with old Usher when you working on your new project coming
home?
Absolutely.
You do? You can take him down?
I be trying to tear him down every time I'm in the gym, every time I'm in the studio, trying to outdo me. You know what I'm saying? And that is how you should live your life. You should be in competition with yourself to better yourself, to outdo what you have done as your best time, you know? Whether you're an athlete, or you're an artist, right? It's like, okay, I really want to continue to be as committed as I was at this moment. And now you got a million and one other things. You got kids, you got a job, you got, you know, other passions, things. And you're trying to figure out how to manage to make your days work. And there's only 24 hours in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I stay in competition with myself. Not one specific thing. Like, oh, I sold this amount of albums, so I have to. No, it's more about, hey, I had a certain focus. I had a certain passion. I had a certain commitment. So I have to move things around. Sometimes I have to, you know, beg of my family. Give me enough space to be able to focus on this. I'll be back, but I really got to focus on this.
That's important, to surround yourself with the people that can really help you flourish.
That's true. And I'm happy to have kids and a wife that understand that, because sometimes, you know, I might miss incredible moments, but it's like I'm really dedicated to this thing, and I need to finish it. When I finish it, I'll be right. You can do it with me, but you know, I have to stay committed to this.
And I appreciate the jewel in that. I feel like he dropped a lot of gems.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He absolutely did.
Like, every day it's about competing with your old self. He also said that he believes that the most intelligent person in the room is usually the most silent person in the room. And you know I felt that.
I hope you know I looked at you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I was
in an area where I wasn't in your view.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, Mo don't see me looking at him. Because Usher said it. And at that time, I was behind the board. I was like,
that's me all day.
Mo.
I'm like, maybe now y'all will believe it since Usher said it. Uh-huh. I've been saying that how long? That's a fact, and how wise he is to know that's a thing. He also said something I loved, which was forgive yourself.
Mm.
All of the times that you've made mistakes in life, you know, you should celebrate those moments just as much as you celebrate the ups.
Mm-hmm.
You celebrate the downs because they all mean something.
Mm-hmm.
They all are a part of getting you to where you are supposed to be. So deal with it, understand it, learn from it, forgive yourself, and move on. And for some reason, with him saying it, was like, damn, that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that. As much as we joked about it and anticipated it, and it's such a full circle moment of, like, sometimes it just really does feel like your life is ordained, yo. Like, you know what I mean? When you start to look back and reflect, like, the way that entire thing came together was like, wow. And I think I joked my way into not even allowing myself to realize, like, yo, dog, it was in eighth grade playing my way. And I don't know what grade you was in at that point, Katie, or what grade you were in at that point, Key, but I'm pretty sure we were all listening to the same music.
Yeah.
We was all bumping that album.
Yeah.
And that man's career has done what it's done since. And to even be in the same room when he walks in and gives Burt that credit of, I left here and made confessions, bro.
He hadn't really had a combo. Maybe in the last 18, maybe 20 years, right? So the woman who I was dating at the time, Chili, she had a conversation with you. The ultimate no-no came out of that conversation, then led to the conversation that became confessions. The conversation of, oh, did Usher get a girl pregnant on Chili? It all started right here with this man.
Wait a second.
Oh, don't tell him that.
I didn't know that.
Yo, just so you did not know, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Okay, so those glasses are for you, the bottle is for me.
Yeah.
We're celebrating it now because it became a success of
Almost 20 million albums sold. Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
I did not know that that was sort of the springboard for the album and everything else.
And I'm sitting there like, he ain't just say what I think he said. Like, ain't no way he just said that.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
No.
So much so at the end of the interview, I doubled down on it. Like, I gave Usher a chance to take it back.
And be like, nah, I was just kidding. Like, nah.
So I said, yo, you gonna really gonna let Bert just walk around saying inspired confessions? And he said, Confessions Part 2 coming soon.
Yep, and he laughed.
And he laughed. And
he did that laugh. Yeah. He did that laugh.
So I'm saying that to say, if we get a Confessions Part 2, that's me. I'm just, what was funny about that? I don't get the joke. Oh, now y'all want to laugh at some shit.
After the night. Yeah. Don't let your girlfriend hear a podcast. True player.
I can't wait until Katie called me and be like, yo, you heard Confessions 2 is dropping? I'm going to be like, don't play with me like that.
I was hoping you said it. Now, for real.
Come on, man. Now, for real. Now, for real.
I'll call you back. I'm going to call you back.
You know what I'm saying? But honestly, man, I joked myself all the way out of truly taking a moment until I finally did of, you know, I just sat in there and interviewed Usher, yo.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, all these years of watching him be him, and then now, at some point, who would have had you in the room doing that, experiencing that, getting that opportunity? And we sat down with Usher.
Yeah.
For over an hour.
An hour.
The GOAT.
The GOAT. The king. Like, that happened. I feel really good about that. It was amazing, and I walked away feeling like, I can't even hate him.
No, that man is so nice.
There's nothing to hate about this
man.
There
is nothing.
Yo, everything about him was fly.
He smells so good.
All right, Katie, what happened? What happened when you hugged him? Get your little story out.
All right, so. He has people with him, of course. And and afterward, he's wrapping up, and they're like, all right, yo, take a picture. Young lady, come here. You want to take a picture? Go ahead, get your picture in. They was trying to get it in because he had somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
So I just go to get my picture. And the whole time, I really wasn't given that, oh, my gosh, just Usher energy. I was like, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a part of this and just witness it. I just appreciated that. So I go to get in my picture with Usher, and he comes over. Come here, come here, Mo. You mm-hmm. Usher. You mm-hmm. Usher, right?
Okay,
and
yeah, okay.
And he puts his arm around my back, right? And uh-huh. A little lock, right?
Uh-huh.
So we do this. But the arms are lower, but we sit in a chair, so y'all really can't see.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
then I was like, oh, thank you. And he's like, it was like a long.
Oh, he didn't let you go.
His arm did a
little finger. He was moving like that. He didn't want to
know. Yeah.
He didn't want to know.
That's the way I went down. Yeah, that's how I went down.
He didn't do it with nobody else.
Nah, just you and Alicia Keys. That's the only two he touched like that.
And then I was like, I see why every woman falls into the trap.
You know what I mean?
Because I was thinking like, damn, I'm gay, right?
Yo, Katie said, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Like, he really didn't. He didn't want to know who's in there.
Yeah.
Usher. I'll leave everything for you.
Don't make me go back, boy.
Don't make me do that.
Don't make me do
that. It was a long caress.
I was happy.
It was a long caress.
Leave me alone. You know what I mean?
Get back.
Yes.
Get back.
Yes. I will identify as straight on your ass. You better stop.
Real quick. Real quick.
Yeah. Yo, it was nuts. And he took every picture.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yo, he took every picture. Because, yeah. I mean, shout out to him, man. He's taking pictures coming in. We held him longer than we needed to. He was trying to go get up out of there. He had shit to do. He taking pictures in the hallway. He taking pictures downstairs with whoever asked. Man took every picture. All this time of you watching me go through what I was going through with Usher,
mm-hmm.
What's your Usher story?
When I was 12 or 13, my little junior high school sweetheart, she's... At the time, Usher was popping. He was hot, you know. I think My Way was out, that album.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we were talking, and she said, you know, just want to let you know something. And I said, what's up? She said, if it came down to it, I would let Usher knock the boots. I said, what?
If you're... it was between you
I
and,
said,
and Usher?
I said, but you're a virgin. What are you talking about? You let Usher take your virginity? She was like, without a doubt. I let him knock these boots. I was like, knock the boots.
Knock the boots.
Knock the boots. She was like, I'll give him dome too. I was like,
hey,
no.
Hey,
yo.
No.
Whoa.
Dome.
Flag on
that's
the
old school. Right?
Yeah. Knocking
boots.
I don't know anybody say give dome anymore.
Yeah, it's yo, wild. Bro. That's, yeah, that's old school right there.
So he used to come on 106 and I'd be change the channel.
If my way was out, that's what he was literally telling you. She likes it my way.
Ah, bro.
And don't check him either. Because it was your girl who let
him. And you go everywhere. The billboards Ooh-wee. Were everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I can't believe she just said this to me.
I can't believe that either. This was your girl.
Yeah.
And you wasn't even knocking the boots.
No.
Oh, my God.
We were in junior high.
They were teens. Early teens.
That wouldn't have stopped.
Early teens.
Nah, for real. Y'all was that young and she said that to you?
Yeah.
Was you okay?
No.
Because everybody, I don't know if women go through this, but I know every man has that heartbreak around that age.
That was like a heartbreak.
That fucked you up.
Yeah, man. That was a heartbreak. I was upset. Mad.
I can imagine.
So technically, did she leave me for Usher?
No. Who did she date in real life?
She dated me.
No, after
no,
you.
No, now.
I don't know.
You don't know any guy she dated after you at all?
No.
Well, I can tell you this. It wasn't Usher. Something tells me.
But do you know how I felt
she
after
that? She
didn't
leave you for Usher.
But imagine that.
Wait, did y'all grow together after that, or did y'all split?
No, that had something to do with the split.
I would imagine.
If your girl tells you she's going to let Usher knock the boots.
Yeah.
Oh, the relationship ends there for me. How long did you stay in it?
But y'all
not
teens.
Long.
That was so cute.
It's not cute, Katie.
I didn't think it was cute at all.
At any age.
Never mind.
That's I don't know.
I was upset. Katie. I was a hater. I used to hate. I'd be like, this dude's on the radio again. Change the channel.
That, yo.
He's on TV.
Did you write angry
he's
letters?
He's on 106 and Park again?
You hated Usher in his prime. Like, I chose a much better time to start hating. You was wilding.
But
you hated before Confessions.
But what was I to do?
Nothing. There was nothing you could do.
Why do you tell a 13-year-old key that?
Yeah. No, you can't. You can't. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah. I'm honestly sorry. I've been there. I'm not for a celebrity, but I've been there. That's not an easy thing to deal with.
He's been holding on that since he was 13.
No, and he's seen us talk about Usher all these
and
times.
He's getting
he never brought it up.
Like it just happened.
Nah, because you know
a
what?
A bead of sweat
you
going down his forehead right now.
Like, yeah, that's a
you
grown
are talking
man.
About me like I'm not.
We can hear you.
Oh, I mean, like,
he's right here.
That's a grown ass man.
I know.
I'm right
here. Since he was 13?
But listen.
This was before. This was my way. This wasn't even Confessions.
They're going to talk about me like I'm not.
That boy been jail since 8701.
They're going to talk about me.
Since Usher was 13?
Yeah, boy, wait. Since just call me a Mac. That boy
Justice.
Wait, he ain't Usher. Usher was
like
in that bum ass movie. You remember back in the day?
Oh shit!
Wait, what movie?
Not In the Mix.
Here we go.
It was what?
In the Mix. Where he was a security guard?
Yeah.
In the Mix.
He was somewhere steaming.
All right.
That boy was
there
Ricky
he is.
Steamboat.
Why I oughta?
All right.
Oh, look at his face. All right. Oh,
he's a huggy.
I got over it quick though.
Yeah.
Because I started DJing.
You're talking about it 27 years later.
No.
Nothing about this is you're over it.
Look, I know all the songs. I started DJing.
What that mean?
No,
I'm not stalking
that
him.
That means Usher became great, and you didn't have a fucking choice.
That's how you see it.
I know the songs.
I'm going to learn every song.
He
I'm
just
a DJ
performed at the Super Bowl.
So that I can get in his circle again.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my own voiceovers.
He acting like he had
I'm
a choice.
In the entertainment business.
Yes.
And I'm going to see that nigga again.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
No, what? But I will say, Usher, thank you, right? Because as a DJ at a young age, I was making money. And I was playing the Usher hits. And then it was like, all right.
Out of vengeance.
I was like, this guy's not too bad after all.
Before Bird Inspired Confessions, you was out there spinning my way. You're the real MVP.
Yes.
Yo, Katie.
I was spinning
that
the record.
He was in a booth mad as hell. You see, don't check me. It was your girl. Let me
one.
Make it up. Oh, we have more on show. I bet you never heard this one. That boy Key was up there.
Just scratching records.
It's okay, girl.
Hey,
yep.
Cause I'ma be alright tonight.
That's right. You don't gotta call.
Oh man, are we getting out of here?
Yes, we're actually out of time.
We doing a chip segment next week?
Yeah.
All right, we got.
Oh damn.
Yeah, we forgot. There's too much going on today. It was just too much content. It was too live. It was too lit. I think that's about it. This was fun.
Yes.
If you are out there dealing with a situation where your girl loves Usher more than you, you, my friend, like Michael Jackson, are not alone, okay? We just want you to know that. It's nothing but love in here. Shout out to the King R&B. I got nothing but love for Usher, man. He the only one still mad at you, brother.
No, I ain't mad.
You over?
I ain't mad. I'm not. Yeah, I've been over. But don't. But to all the fellas out there, don't let your girl play in your face.
Nah, don't. No, seriously, that's the thing, man.
Especially
stop,
when you're in middle school.
Yeah, because I'm up here joking. If your girl is legit telling you that Usher can knock the boots
leave
for
her.
Real.
Leave her. She's yeah. playing in your face.
It might be time to go. What Usher song we ending on? Because it's only right. Y'all got to pick one. Come on, what we ending on? How we doing it? Oh, and then before we do, though, when Bird asked him if you could only have one Usher song of yours that mm-hmm. you would put into the cloud because SoundCloud died and it's only room for one. And he picked Kissing Strangers.
That's a lie.
I respect the hustle, but he was lying.
That's a lie.
I respect. You got to promote the new one.
That's a lie.
That's the why I promote the new one. Which Usher song are we ending on? Y'all know my favorite one.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, he hates that song. No, that's disrespectful to him. That's how I know you're not over it. Because everybody knows he hates that song. And
just,
that's the one you want to sing?
I'm saying yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying yeah.
How about no? No. No. In fact, let's fine. We're doing my favorite, okay?
Okay.
In, what is the word? I don't want to say in memory because he's still here. in
celebration.
Honor.
Oh, celebration.
And in honor of the fact that we interviewed the King of R&B this week, we are going to end with my favorite Usher song of all time. We just sung it, but we're going to sing it from the heart. Mm. Are we ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. Boom. It's okay, girl, because I'm going to be all right tonight. You don't have to call.
Next week, bitches.
Like a movie, I'm struggling to direct. Knowing that we got it, we're struggling to connect. The love feels pure, but we struggling with respect. Wanna just do it, but it's shit that we gotta check. See, I'm worried about the chemistry. Will I be a memory? Just another contorted view for her to remember me. You know how it works. It's cool when you start to flirt until you become the jerk. That's always gonna leave her hurt. Thinking about the body she's buried, I'm doing dirt. Now she gotta settle with him, cause it didn't work. Fuck, I swear that my heart is vacant. Trying to learn patience, but never had the patience. Tired of dating the things that you gotta do. I'm worried it'll get old, I'm running from when it's new. I ain't saying it's false, just need to know that it's true. Before I make you my her, I need to know that it's you.
I said I never knew a love like this. Took a lot of L's to get a dub like this. Never knew she had me out the club like this. Out the glove like this, wanna rub like this. Said I never knew a love like this. Took a lot of L's to get a dub like this. Like this, never knew she had me out the club like this. Out the club like this, wanna rub like this.
But I never feel like I'm feeling a feeling I never felt. Them hands feel different, it's cards I was never dealt. She my good girl and a bad boy here to help. Mean she gon' get the bag as long as I get the belt. Play a more to win, I waited on you forever. Settled in my past and hated we were together. Maybe it's better, I met you when I was older. Been through many winters, I'm sure I would've been colder. Don't wanna be a player no more, word to pun. Thinking about your days, you might've been on the run. Thought you had a 10, until you got to the 1. And thinking about our summers before you got to your son. Flash, trying to let it be the past. And if it is my turn, least let it be the last. If the mission is to listen and give a whole that she missing. Get to commencing. Let it be the test.
I never knew a love like this. Took a lot of L's to get a dub like this. Never knew she had me out the club like this. Out the glove like this. Wanna rub like this. Said I never knew a love like this. Took a lot of L's to get a dub like this. Never knew she had me out the club like this. Out the glove like this. Wanna rub like this. Said I never.
What's up, y'all? It's Key Will Voice, the official voice of In The Moment podcast. And we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. See you next week.